And here's our South Florida Arts Beat Entertainment Calendar. And today we welcome back Ms. Marilyn Bauer, Director of Marketing and Governmental Affairs for the Palm Beach County Cultural Council. Marilyn, how's life these days?
Life is hectic these days. We're smack dab in the middle of season, and
So
there's so much going on. One of the things that is happening right now through May 24th, so everybody will have a chance to see it, is at the Murakami Museum. And that's Atagaki Rangetsu, who is a Japanese Buddhist nun and perhaps the most well-known female artist and poet of 19th century Japan. And she collaborated with potters, lacquerware craftsmen, and a variety of other artists to create these really unusual objects. And the Murakami is having poetry and clay, which brings all of these pieces together with paintings, ceramics, decorative fans, tea ceremony utensils, and calligraphy pieces for this amazing exhibition, which is the largest of her works in the United States.
Mm.
So that's really something to go and see.
Yeah.
On March 12th, a little heads up, one of the events that we love over here at the Cultural Council is the 20th Annual Student Showcase of Films. And our sister agency, the Film Commission, puts this on, and it's amazing. And you see these student films that are incredible. And they do a red carpet starting at 9:30 a.m. And at 10 o'clock, the show begins. It's over at Lynn University. Again, it's on March 12th, and it's just a great, great event. Ballet Palm Beach is doing a wonderful show. It's called Simple Symphony and Other Works. It's a mixed repertory program with four ballets featuring new and original works with humor and romance and live classical guitar on February 27th and 28th. And they're going to have a special post-performance surprise after Saturday's performance, and you'll get to meet the dancers of Ballet Palm Beach, including the company's newest members. So that's another great event. The Spady Museum in Delray Beach, one of our little-known gems here, and on February 28th, they're going to have a heritage festival. And the festival will be from 2 to 10 p.m. and feature demonstrations of crafts, and there'll be a Junkanoo parade and food and music and demonstrations, interactive recreation, live performances. It's just a wonderful event. They close off the street, which is Fifth Avenue in Delray Beach, and it's in the museum itself is in the Williams Cottage. It's just terrific. There's activities for kids and pony rides and face painting, and it's a free festival, and it's part of the city's Black History Month event, so it's another terrific event. Our neighbors down the street, the Lake Worth Playhouse, are bringing us that old classic, Arsenic and Old Lace. They won't have Cary Grant for their production, but their February 26th to March 15th show will be really a wonderful presentation of the hilarious misadventures of the Brewster sisters. And this is a show, of course, that was written in 1939 and was best known from that film with Cary Grant, directed by Frank Capra. February 26th is the preview night. Opening night is February 27th. And dinner and a show night is February 26th. Another one of our sister agencies is ERM, the Environmental Resource Management Agency. And they are doing some amazing natural area sunset hikes. So on March 4th is the Yamato Scrub Natural Area. And what our friends at ERM do is they lead these hikes through some of the country's most environmentally sensitive lands, and these hikes are free. You have to make a reservation, but you know, you wear comfortable clothing and shoes and walk about 2 to 4 miles, and the experts tell you all about the flora and fauna of the area. It's really, really terrific. The Ann Norton Sculpture Garden, another sort of outdoors and arts combination from February 18th through March 29th. They're showing Florida Plein Air, new works by Mary Page Evans, and that will be showing seascapes, gardens, and nudes. And her work is in a lot of public and corporate collections such as DuPont, MBNA, the National Museum of Women and the Arts, the State Museum of Pennsylvania, et cetera, et cetera. And so she's going to bring her latest works. Then right after that, you can go down to the beach to see Sea Turtle Day Festival. And it's going to be a celebration of 30 years of Gumbo Limbo, one of our other favorite places in the county. The Gumbo Limbo Nature Center is going to celebrate their 30-year anniversary and also Sea Turtle Day. It's a fun-filled family day of environmental education with exciting things to see and do. There's live animal presentation, face painting, aquarium feedings, children's theater, guided boardwalk tours, kids' crafts, awesome booths, you name it. name it. They're going to have food trucks there. Again, it's a free event with a suggested donation, 9 to 4 p.m. on February 28th. Moving ahead to March. March 6th through the 15th is one of the most loved festivals in Palm Beach County, which is the Festival of the Arts Boca. And this year they're billed as Beethoven, Broadway, Ballet, and a Bit of Romance. And this is the ninth year for the festival. It's 10 days of diverse cultural experiences at Meisner Park Amphitheater in Boca. This year, the season is going to start, I can't wait for this, with West Side Story, one of my favorite films. Mm. And Festival Orchestra Boca is going to play the score as the music is projected on the screen. The festival will close with a really spectacular concert featuring the Young People's Chorus of New York and Beethoven's Immortal Ninth Symphony. And throughout the 10 days, it's a really, really diverse lineup, very rich. Bella Fleck will be there. There's going to be the National Ballet of Canada. There'll be a Mozart gala. Sir James Galway is going to perform. Mm-hmm. Pianist Conrad Teo. Isaac Perlman. I mean, you name him, we've got him coming to the Boca Festival of the Arts. So it's a must-see.
Excellent event suggestions from Ms. Marilyn Bauer, Director of Marketing and Governmental Affairs for Palm Beach County Cultural Council. Thank you so much, Marilyn.
And for more information, go to palmbeachculture.com. You
take
care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme is composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Andy Wagner, our technical director. We'd also like to thank our contributors, Charles Greenfield, Paul Leary, Dan Hudak, Norman Van Aken, and Marilyn Bauer. Please call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information, 305-995-2221, or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, we'll feature topical currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.